Welcome back, everybody, where I'm trying to download a game, and it's not doing it, Paul.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the same thing. I click install, and it just sits there.
Well, anyone's you know what, ever... Brad? There's other stuff going on in the world.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe we just sit here and watch me try to do this for an hour. And people think can write in and say, Brad, how come you always have problems with Xbox and Microsoft stuff?
I'd like to announce to the world that this morning when I got up, I pinged Mehdi and Brad and I said, so what did you Apple-loving goons buy last night? Mehdi told us that he didn't buy anything. And Brad was silent for about 2.5 hours. So I finally pinged Brad privately and I said, Brad, you've been awfully quiet today. What have you done? And he said, I can't quote because your video's on top of the chat, but roughly approximating was, you can wait with the rest of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can wait until this starts to work, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, my God. Brad, so, what have you done, if anything?
So I ordered nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. That's not actually one of the possible answers. What do you mean?
I woke up at 3 a.m. and I sat in front of my computer looking at the stupid phone and was like, you know, I can just wait.
You finally realized buying things isn't what's going to make you happy.
Yeah. I mean, it was the alcohol that I was drinking. Prior to that, because I do want to keep in mind, folks, that I was up until about midnight watching the Bengals go. They are the first team in the NFL to go 2-0. They are 2-0 right now. They almost gave it up last night, but they are 2-0. And that's a small sense of pride in Cincinnati because we don't get to say that very often. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, what I almost bought, but it wasn't any cheaper, I almost just bought an iPhone X. If that phone, Verizon's still selling it for the audacious price of $1,000, because what's the point?
Because they're Verizon, they're terrible.
Mm-hmm. And so
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I mean, it will probably hit the refurbished store sometime, you know?
Yeah. Well, I gotta go.
It's a great way to buy phones.
Expert settings here. Turn this down a little bit and make me a little brighter. I don't know. I just kind of sat there and was like, gosh, do I really want to spend $1,500 today? And I said, no, I don't. And I was making a bold bet here, Paul, and here's what my bet was.
Mm-hmm.
Was that they weren't going to sell out of these things nearly as quickly as they did with the old version.
How did that work out, Brad? Have you looked today to see what the lead time is?
Have you logged into Verizon and tried to order an iPhone XS in any color?
No, I'm not a Verizon customer, but I am aware of the fact that if you go to Apple and you try to buy this thing from them, it's already out into October somewhere.
Now let me take a look at Verizon.com, Mr. Paul Thrott. Okay. Verizon.com.
While you're doing that, I will bring up.
And you can as well. You can play along at home if you'd like, folks.
Sure.
Let's see, Paul. So silver in, any configuration. Interesting. The 64 and 256 will still ship next Friday. The 512 is pushed out into October 10th.
Actually, I just looked. So I'm sorry. I saw this headline online and I assumed it was true, but if you want the silver one, every configuration is available for delivery on September 21st right now.
Yep.
Huh.
Gold. Shall we do gold?
Gold is probably sold out.
Nope. Gold is the exact same. Except exact same.
How could that be true?
Space gray. Let's do space gray.
The gold one's the nice one. Also September 21st for all models.
Yeah.
Is that true? I mean, could that be right?
It's what Verizon's website is telling me right now. If I pre-order this thing, it'll arrive next week.
Well, I mean, I'm literally saying it. I'm seeing it, sorry. On Apple.com for every configuration, for every color. I did type in delivery location, and one version of the XS, I think this might be the black, what do you call the black one, whatever it's called, is not available for pickup. But the other two are, and that means from the local Apple store. Why would that be?
I wonder if, yeah.
Yeah, pickup is unavailable for the gold, for all of them, actually. But I can get it delivered that day.
So what I'm going to do here, Mr. Threat, is I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go see these colors in person. And I don't know.
Can you go to an Apple store today and see these?
I have no idea.
I bet you can. Does anybody know in the chat room? That seems like a thing that could be a thing. Hello, Apple. I'd like to spend $1,150 today. What do you got?
I don't know. Maybe you can. But the other thing, too, was I was looking at my iPhone 7. It's like, you know, it's just fine.
God, you're not supposed to be satisfied with what you already have. You're an American. do you hate America? What is happening?
I say this with a full caveat. I know that at some point here I will buy a phone. It's just I didn't feel the tingling down in my stomach, Paul, that said, hey, I have to buy this and have it shipped to Paul Thurrott and then escorted across the country to Ignite.
I think I know what's really happening here.
I'm pregnant.
that did sidetrack my mind. Hold on. Yes, it's that what you're really holding out for is the Pixel 3 XL.
Well, if it came with iMessage and watch configuration, it's...
Sure. You can't use Apple Watch with Android, I don't even...
Yeah, no. I also can't use my Xbox One X to download Call of Duty. What is going on?
I know, it won't do it. It's not doing it here either. I don't know what's going on. It's upsetting. Now that I know this is a possibility, I must have this now.
Yeah.
To those who don't care about content inappropriate for children, I love that.
Yeah, I wonder why they're letting you download it. You own this product. I would like to install it. Can I do it online? What happens if you try it online? Can't you search Xbox games online?
Yep. You can go to probably Xbox.com and do that. What's this thing called? Blackout Private Beta.
I don't even know where you search this.
Let's go to Xbox.com.
Okay, Blackout Beta.
That comes right up. It's rated 3 stars. Install on my devices. Try that again. Something happened. Oh, here it goes. I found it. Install now. Thank you.
Try again. Something happened. Oh, there we go.
Give it a second. Give it a second. Have I ever successfully done this? I'm not even sure.
We're about to find out. I just hit, thank you. We're attempting to install on your select devices.
Yeah, I got the same. Now, to be clear, it is absolutely not installing on my device, but I'll give it some time. So, okay, back to the Apple baloney. You not buying the phone is at least somewhat understandable. Plus, there's always this XR fallback thing. You may end up getting that instead. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But what about the watch? The watch seemed like kind of a slam dunk.
Yeah. Well, the bigger decision with the watch here is I want to see it in person. I want to see that gold color. Knowing
that's the version you want.
Yeah.
I think it's going to look great.
I don't disagree, but if knowing that I'm probably going to keep this thing for probably 3+ years, I'd like it to.
Okay. So what you should do is call your local Apple store. I assume it's in Pittsburgh or something. And
actually, it's about 2 minutes from my house, Mr. Threat.
Just kidding. And see if they have these things on display, so you can kind of go and take a look at them. They might not. I don't know how Apple works, but it's worth doing because you could get that done quickly.
Yeah, but I don't feel the need, Paul. I'm just gonna.
Brad, once again, I have to ask you about your hatred of America and the values on which this country is built.
Well, maybe we could do it in Florida. We could take a little trip
That would be fine, because anything to take my mind off us being in Florida is a welcome diversion.
Is there an Apple store in Ignite, near Ignite?
At Ignite?
There actually is one on the show floor. That would be amazing. I actually typed in Apple Store Ignite on Google because I am that smart, instead of Apple Store.
Sure. And now the FBI agents are coming to your house because they think you plan to burn it to the ground or something.
There are two, actually.
There are two. Yes, there are.
Huh. question is, how close are they to the convention center?
Map and possibly even imagine. Let's see, directions from. Okay. That's supposed to be fascinating for people. What's the name of the convention? The Orange County something, is that it?
Yeah, Orange County Convention Center.
Dun, 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 dun,
while everyone's doing that, I'm going to sit here and complain about this not working. Something's maybe.
I got
nothing. Damn it. It said ready to install was spinning, and I was thinking, man, maybe.
It's a 15 or 20 minute drive, depending on which one we choose.
Well, I think you can look online to see if they have stuff in stock.
Well, they won't have it in stock. Well, actually, by then they will.
Yeah, by then.
Right.
We could just skip the keynote day, too, because that's pointless anyways. And
hello.
Anyways, I didn't even open OneNote, but what is going on? What else did I have in the show notes? Oh, Paul, do you know what?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know what? I'm not super confident, but pretty highly confident. You know what's happening September 21st?
Well, your iPhone is arriving that you didn't order.
That is also true.
Something else is happening? How dare
No, I
they?
Believe that's when they're going to sign off on Redstone 5.
Oh, how'd you hear this?
The little birdie that told me not to buy a phone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. And, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, October is a pretty slow month, right?
What? No. What are you talking about?
Well, the good news is that at least Samsung's announced a 4X event, which I assume is related something to that, what, that hand, heart, eye, and thing, 4-H club, I assumed.
Probably not.
I know, but 4X, 4-H.
Yeah, I'm confused by the Samsung thing. This is not their usual pattern. You know, they by this time they should be done for the year. So I don't know what this means. Another kind of phone. There are rumors of this foldable phone. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm literally sending a picture to somebody who works on the Xbox team that says, "Hey, why won't this download?" Because you know that's not abusing this. My privileges.
Let me ask you. This is from Ask Paul today, but I found this to be kind of interesting, and it has a slight Thurrott.com element to it that you might be interested in or have some comments on.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hilton asked, referring to the recent update to Chrome, that Google has disabled the autoplay of sound on videos. He says, "This puzzles me on your site, as I couldn't get sound to play on your video podcast, but when I browse to other sites like ZDNet, the sound plays, which is annoying because they seem to be getting around the setting that should be turning that off, right? That the video will autoplay, but the audio won't play. I've noticed this as well." Anyway, he says he has to enable... Yeah, I'm sorry. He has to enable audio by clicking in the tab. You know, you can see the little muted thing. So, as far as the Thurrott.com stuff goes, and this, I think, where you could particularly know more about this than me, we don't autoplay video. I think we might have briefly when we were doing live stuff on the homepage, but as far as...
Oh, yeah. But that was through YouTube, though.
Yeah, and we didn't go to a website. We've never done this thing where you open a web page, like an article, and there's a video at the top, and it plays.
Right.
Like, we've never done this.
Correct.
Even when there is a video at the top, we've never autoplayed it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was true because we should never do that, and that was my understanding. I can't explain why, sorry, that it's muted for him on our site and not on ZDNet, except for one thing. As it turns out, I did a little bit of research on this. If you are running Chrome, and you should do this now if you are, if you click the little button next to the address bar that has like a lock on it on Thurrott.com, it's the site information button.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, I'm sorry, you have to be on a page that actually has content on it. One of the things that will come up is a sound option. And for me on Thurrott.com, it's on the default setting, which is allowed default.
Mm-hmm.
And on ZDNet, it was on allowed. And Google actually has an algorithm they use to determine whether they think you will want video to autoplay with audio.
Interesting. So,
because I have in fact watched videos on ZDNet against my will, it assumes that I want to watch those videos. but you can turn it off there. You can block it. So I tested this, you know, briefly. I'm not 100% sure this did it, but when I went to ZDNet, I blocked it. I loaded another page in another tab in the browser, and the video still played, but there was no audio. And on Thread, I was already on, you know, the default thing. So it, for my settings, it didn't have to make a change. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Were you aware that this was a thing in Chrome? Like, I didn't really, I knew about autoplay, but I didn't realize there was this setting on like a per site basis.
No, I actually didn't know that they were dynamically doing that, which is actually somewhat interesting, but why we got flagged for that of anybody.
Well, they're not flagged. We're not flagged for it globally. We're flagged for it on a user by user basis. So if you log into Chrome, it's looking at your past activity to kind of see what you might have done, and it's making some determination. I can't explain why we would, I don't know if we were blocked or not. I don't know what his looks like, but like ZDNet for me, like I don't understand, like I've turned off video so many times on ZDNet. I don't understand that not only do I hate this, but I want to antagonize them for this. Like the fact that it was still playing audio in the video is incredible to me. So I've turned it off now, and I think it's fixed.
It's really bright. For a slight update here, which my Microsoft buddy says to do a full shutdown of your Xbox.
Yeah, brother.
Effectively clearing the cache, because that's what I want to do.
Oh, turning it off and turning it on. That was his expert opinion?
Yeah, but you have to go to hold the Xbox button until Xbox shuts down, then wait 30 seconds to turn it back on. I did the full shutdown, as you can see here, because it's doing the full...
Yep, the intro video.
We're going to just rename this episode to Troubleshooting Live with Brad and Paul.
Right. We might as well just install cameras in our houses and people can watch us watch TV or something.
They could just watch my wife and I argue about what we're going to watch.
Yeah, this is an exaggeration, but jokingly, I some of the worst fights I've ever gotten in with my wife are those nights where we're just clicking around Netflix trying to find something.
Yep.
And it's like we've wasted more time doing that, than we probably have spent watching actual movies. All right, so I've turned it off. I've turned it on. I didn't actually get that animation you just saw, though.
It's because you didn't do the full shutdown.
So how do I do that?
So hit the Xbox button, go to Settings, and then go to Power, and then it's like shutdown or restart. And then you do, I think it says full shutdown.
Full shutdown? I'm just kidding. Okay. Sorry. System. Where is it? System one? No. Where am I going?
If I have to walk you through this anymore, I'm going to revoke Microsoft credentials.
Would you please just... Oh, Power and Startup. No. I don't... Wait, sorry. Say this again because I'm not seeing it. There's literally a... Oh, wait.
A power. I think you go to power settings.
Full shutdown. I got it. Okay. Gotcha. Sorry. So even when you shut this thing down, it actually goes into some kind of power saving mode where it can, you know, eke updates or something. Okay. That's irritating.
We're trying. Now I'm completely washed out. You can see the...
I don't believe this is going to work.
I don't think it is either, but...
Oh, I'm trying it. you know, for sure.
I'm also throwing a little salt over my shoulder as we do this. This is going to be a timeless episode for people.
Well, if you remotely triggered it, the first thing you should do is go to Games and Apps and see if it's in
your
queue.
Did not work.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, this is just wonderful. Like, there's nothing. Like, it's...
Sure. Like, well, that just came on. This is fascinating content for everybody.
Yeah, this is. I will tell you what is fascinating content for people, Paul, is I don't think we're going to have a show next Friday.
Why? Why? Is this related to the what's coming on September 21st thing?
No. This is related to I will be in the Magic Kingdom.
Right. Okay. I accept.
I mean, you could do it by yourself.
Nope. I think your earlier plan is the right way to go. I think we need to stick with that plan.
All right. Here's the moment of truth. 3, 2, 1. Nope.
I can only assume that there are so many people trying to get this beta today that the Microsoft Store is just not working properly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep, I got nothing.
Sorry.
I was going to play this before I went and picked my kid up. And
sure, I could have played this all morning instead of working. I wish I had known about this earlier. Well, I'm experiencing the same. I know that doesn't help, but there it is.
I got nothing. You got anything else for today, Paul, before I break my TV?
No. I'm still a little surprised by your decision. I don't mean disappointed at all. I'm
feel a little disappointment in your voice.
No. I honestly was very curious which iPhone you would get, but that statement assumes you are getting an iPhone.
Yes, it does. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I think Rich Woods ordered stuff, and he'll be down at Ignite, and I'm sure once I see his, I will start foaming at the mouth. And
how is he going to fit in his bag with his 7 laptops?
This is a valid question. So, all right, that does it for today, everybody. We will be back next week, Monday. Obviously, we're headed to Ignite. At least I am on Friday of next week, so things are going to be a little bit chopped up. But if you're headed to Ignite, make sure to let us know. We're going to be doing a bunch of podcasting. And have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you on Monday after we've played a copious amount of Call of Duty Black Ops.